Say to yourself,
get up, you son of a bitch.
There is no tomorrow.
Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going.
Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Work on the project. Get out of bed.
I need to have something in front of me for me to get my fucking ass up and do some shit.
Don't really want to get up and get out of bed.
What's the matter with you?
Get up. Get up. No one's coming to save you.
Up! Stop sleeping on yourself.
It's hard. It's all hard. So choose your heart.
You're better than that.
Nobody's coming to save you, big dog. Don't you get that? Your whole life has led to this point because of you. Your shitty decisions, your f***ed up habits, your poor choices have caused you to end up at this point. So the only person, big dog, that's gonna get you out of this spot is you.
So I'll hear people say, if you believe it, then you can achieve it. And the problem with that is they're leaving out the most important part of the equation. And that part is work, action, actually doing something. That's what you have to do to achieve anything. Yeah, you gotta believe it, but you better get the work done. So if you ever find yourself manipulating your language when you want to give up on something, if you want to say it's because of this, because of that, because of the another reason why you're falling by the wayside, check yourself. You just might be quitting. Don't do it!
A person's strengths are often their biggest weaknesses. And so that also means that their weaknesses can be their strengths. Me, I am weak. In all those ways that I listed, I am weak. But I don't accept that. I don't accept that I am what I am and that is what I'm doomed to be. No, I don't accept that. I'm fighting. I'm always fighting. I'm struggling and I'm scrapping. And I'm kicking and clawing at those weaknesses to change them, stop them. Some days I win, some days I don't. But each and every day, I get back up.
In my old job, when we were clearing buildings or clearing houses or moving down the street, situations, especially as a leader, you gotta pay attention as your team approaches doors inside that building. And you gotta think about what is beyond that door. Is it a hallway? Is it a bedroom? Is it another section of the building that you didn't think about? Is there friendly forces behind that door? Or are there enemy behind that door? And you can think about that for a second, but eventually what you have to do is you have to get in there. And as I used to tell the boys, bust that door! And I'll tell you the same thing today. Don't wait forever. Don't plan forever. Bust that door! Get in there. So easy to put things off. So easy to say, you're gonna do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do.
And I move forward with my fists clenched toward the battle, toward the struggle. And I fight with everything I've got to overcome those weaknesses and those shortfalls and those flaws as I strive to be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday.
What do you do? What are you supposed to do when you fall off the path like that? What action should you take? Sit there and dwell and think about it forever? No! When you fall off the path, what you do is you get right back on the path. But you still have to fight. And that's a good attitude to have, not just when you're checking into SEAL platoon. It's a good attitude to have in life, no matter what. Even if you're not going to win, you got to fight.
Go get some!
I get up at 3 because it's silent. It's easier to be focused when the environment is focused. Most of you wake up and you try to make money. Listen to me, if you would make you, money would come to you. Okay, you missed that whole thing I just said. If you would make you a better person, you'd make more money. Now, watch what I do. The way people spend their money or treat their money is how I treat my time. All right, let me explain what I mean to you. I make sure that every single day in that 24-hour period that I'm getting a whole bunch of wins. So I'm supposed to be doing this at this time, doing this at this time, doing this at this time, doing this at this time. The problem with most of you, you waking up and you worshiping money. Man, I was in the back with Cole. Cole was like, E, I got this opportunity for you. I got this opportunity. I got this opportunity. When you become number one, you have to chase opportunities. So I became number one, not meaning I'm better than nobody else. It means I just mastered my craft to the point that I know what I do that don't nobody else do. I know that I have a way of doing in this industry what nobody else does, and I've picked out in this industry, I've crafted out my own room. And your problem is you at 50% knocking on doors trying to get the result, somebody at 100%. And you wondering why it ain't working. Because while you're doing what they're doing, you're not who they are. So why do I put more emphasis on time than I put on money? Because they print money. They don't print time. So I'm going to say it one more time. You are worshiping the thing that they make every day. They don't make time every day. Ain't nobody print time. I ain't met them yet. I ain't met no billionaire. I ain't met no trillionaire. I ain't met no institution. I ain't met no company. I ain't met nobody print money. So why are you spending more time on the thing they print every day than the thing, you know why? Because you're not developed and you're following other people. When you understand that the real thing is time and you ain't got a lot of it, you start focusing on your time. And when you get your time right, money will come. Some people go to Dubai once every 10 years. I'm going every other month. Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare. And diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much. If you would become rare, you just like everybody else. You look just like, you act just like, you just like everybody else. When you become you and you become rare, you become a...
When you leave this room, you will take full ownership. And the reason why I say it's my fault, even when it's not my fault, because when I say it's your fault, I give you power. I give you control over my life. And I will never give another human control over my life. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with a solution for it. Stop being average. Average people can't forgive.
I'm number one in the world, not because I'm a better speaker. I'm not number one in the world because I look the best, because I dress the best. I'm not number one because my enunciation is the best, because I use the best words, because I got the best sentence structure, because I come from the best background. I became number one because I woke up and I hunted down the 1.8 mil so my wife will never have to work again.
I don't care if it's cancer. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's MS. I will my way through it. I don't care if I'm struggling in school and I'm trying to get a degree. I will my way through it. I don't care if you fail the boards. Go again. I don't care if you fail the law exam. Go again. Will your way through it.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Trees don't hang around with the grass. Even though they all started from the same place.
If you're a friend of everybody, you're an enemy to yourself.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions.
I didn't fail, I fell. And as long as I get up, I win.
If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Never say never.
It's really hard to be led by your butt. But I'm not qualified, but I'm not good enough, but I'm not smart enough, but I didn't go to the right school, but I don't have enough money, but. If you're ever gonna step into your future, if you're ever gonna step into your destiny, you're gonna have to get over your butt.
And that's what a pity party is when you have an undisciplined mind and you meditate on the wrong thing over and over and over again. If you're gonna throw a pity party, I'll give you 3 days and that's it. And after 3 days, you cut off your record player, your iPod, your MP3, and you come up with a plan.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm going to make a change, and I'm going to keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter how many times you get fired. It doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. You just go until you get it. That's the point. Are you tired yet? Some of you need to get tired. You need to be tired of what's going on in your life. Get tired of your habits. Get tired of the actions that you're putting in every day. You gotta change, man, or nothing changes.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go.
Do not take the easy way out.
That's what lions do. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living.
I still grind. I love to grind. If you're competing in one of my businesses, I'm going to kick your ass because I'm going to outgrind you.
You have to be willing to work in places people don't see.
While the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have. So make that a motivation for you.
This world ain't gonna give you what you deserve. This world gonna give you what you work for. I put that work in every single day. And when you wake up every single day and you put that work in, and yes, for some of us, it might be harder than others. Man, whatever, we do what it is we gotta do. Especially when we're desperate.
Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
Now is the time to grind. Now is the time to show the world that I was placed here for a purpose.
Get up. Go to class. Get up. Do your homework.
You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there.
And what I need you to do for me is, why are you here? And then take ownership of why you're here.
So you control you. We don't have forever. Let's not act like it. We're all going to die. And so I don't act like I'm going to live forever. So every opportunity I get, I murder it. Process driven. I love it. I'm about that life. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. When I want to get up, when I don't. When I feel like it and I don't feel like. Why? Because I'm process driven. I'm not feelings driven. Champions are not feeling driven. Champions don't get up when they want to. And if we're going to be champions, process driven.
You've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. You've made the choices.
What you do frequently becomes your frequency. So if you want to know your life, look at your habits. That's what you do frequently, right? And they add up to a rhythm. That rhythm becomes a pattern. That pattern becomes your character. That character becomes your life. You're not going to be able to break out of it until you change something about who you are.
I love the mentality that I'm just beating my competitors silently where they don't even know it. They're out partying. I'm out here getting ahead.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it. But you can.
Everybody talks positive about themselves. Everybody talks like you're a beast. You dress like you're a beast.
But then when it's time to do what bees do, you back up. You have an excuse. What's going to separate you is when it's beast time, when it's war time, you got to get up and make it happen.
Why was Michael and Kobe who they were? Tom Brady, Dwayne Wade, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, all these guys. Not because of their physical gifts. Yes, it had a lot to do with it. It's up in here.
It's their mental toughness. Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat.
That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen here and now.
It takes commitment. It takes discipline. These are all things that you need to have, because let me tell you this. When you do, magic is going to start to happen, baby. You'll start to move forward and achieve that thing. You'll start respecting yourself more. You'll start carrying yourself differently and think that you can take on the fucking world. But it all starts with honesty. Ask yourself what you've been lying to yourself about and do everything in your power to go out and change it. It ain't easy to do, but I promise you, it'll be worth it.
I want you to say, the reason I'm not as amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. I'm not amazing because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm lazy. I'm not amazing because I would prefer to make excuses than make adjustments. That's why I'm not amazing. When you cut this off, I want you to go look yourself in the mirror and I want you to vow to be amazing. I want you to vow that no more excuses. From this day forward, I'm not just going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. I'm about to start applying. The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word, application. They hear it and they don't just hear it. They digest it. And when they digest it, boom, they do something with it.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond. You being in uncomfortable situations will bring the best out of you.
Some of you just don't understand. Some of you been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work.
That ain't you, bro. That ain't you.
So I sat there on that couch and I realized, man, I am a piece of shit. And even though the world helped me get here, my false reality helped me even more.
And it wasn't like someone came around and said, hey, man, you can do this. This is all me.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things.
Every single day when you wake up, you got two options. You can look at the clock and hit the snooze. You can look at that snooze button, boom. You can hit the snooze button and go back to bed and dream about what you want to have. Or you can look at that snooze button, kick that clock and get up and go pursue your dreams.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you're going to have to act like you got all the energy in the world. Why? Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
Greatness will cost you something. It's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some energy.
That's the kind of attitude you need. That's the attitude of a winner.
It's going to cost you some sacrifice. It's going to cost you some resources. It's going to cost you some hours of your life laying down, paying the price, going the extra mile, doing what other people are not willing to do. Greatness is not cheap. Greatness always costs more. That's why there's not many people who achieve greatness. They're not willing to pay the price.
Is I will do whatever it takes.
If you are willing to go out there and grind and work hard, you know, you got these people that don't want to go to work, they want to stay home, and these people that don't want to, stay home, man, and do your thing. Good luck to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over.
Every decision you make, the decisions you make on Monday, the decisions you make on Tuesday, the decisions you make on Wednesday, if you decide to hit the snooze button, what you're doing is you're 10 minutes away from your goal now. You just went backwards. So whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, whatever your destiny is, your decisions have to be in alignment with them. Now, if you want to be broke for the rest of your life, keep doing what you're doing. But if you want something different in life, you got to do something different.
You got to go all in. And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it. And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you've given yourself an option. You've given yourself an out. You've given yourself an excuse. but you have what it takes to do it. And the problem with some of you in this room, you don't have no drive. You ain't got nothing pushing you. You have no reason. You better find one before you get out of here today.
You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. You are a royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live.
Set a time to train, train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I got up, I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time, I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this, I ate that. Don't drink that, I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly, little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here.
How many more nights of sleep you gonna lose running around complaining about your life?
Stop being a lazy, bum-ass person that's full of excuses, sitting around on the pity potty, coming up with every excuse in the world as to why you ain't winning. You are the reason you're not winning. You are the reason you look the way you look. You are the reason you're unemployed. You are the reason why your surroundings are so dysfunctional and negative. It's a choice. You have fought your way into a depression. You have fought your way into negativity and misery. It's all in the mind. Change your mind and it will change your life. It's time you get off the pity potty. Stop complaining about being out of shape when you never go to the gym. Stop looking at your stomach when you get out of the shower and your body and complaining about the way you look when you're eating everything in sight and never going to the gym. You just have to wake up. You just have to break that negative spirit. You have to break through all of that shit that you're carrying.
You want to improve? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet or start a new business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or an app? Where do you start? You start right here. When do you start? You start right now.
You gotta have the mentality to show up every f***ing day of your life, no matter what life throws at you. It's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for f***ing battle.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. Every day you have to do this. Because why? When you stop doing it, you don't just maintain it. If you stop shooting a gun, you're not going to be a great shot when you pick a gun up a year from now. The only way to keep from getting rusty is to constantly oil that motherfucking machine. The machine is this. You got to keep challenging every day.
No one wants the grind. They just want the end result. You can't get the end result without the grind. But you got to crave that end result so intensely that the work becomes irrelevant. But if you really want to set some goals and you're willing to do what it takes and sacrifice to put yourself around that and not worry about what everybody else is going to say, not worry about hurting feelings,
you're guaranteed success in whatever you do.
Most of the time, we don't have someone there to keep us alive, to make us do push-ups and give us a good, swift kick in the ass when we slack off. What we have to do is we have to be our own sergeant to hold the highest standards and allow no slack.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself.
You're your biggest problem. Everything is external that moves you. Now I want you to start moving yourself internally. I want you to be able to push your buttons and not let anything else push your buttons. You gotta move you every single day. If you get to a point in your day and you down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you're not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Nobody control your mood. You control your mood. You control your feelings.
I don't care how small it is.
I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what, including today. You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and stopped playing the blame game. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go.
It's one thing to talk about your destiny. It's one thing to dream about your destiny. But it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up. To say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body's saying stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Yep, it's tough. It's hard. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to grind, but I can tell you this. It will be worth the sacrifice if you can grind your way through it.
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it. So, E.T., what do you mean? Look, I told you, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up recently and it was 2:45. And the average person in me said, E.T., just pull the covers back over you. It's okay. You got 15 minutes. But the phenomenal in me said, E.T., if you go back to sleep for those 15 minutes, there's no guarantee you're going to get up at 3 o'clock. If you go back to sleep right now, you might wake up and it's 4 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 5 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 6 o'clock. All you have is right now. Are those 15 minutes that sweet? That you're gonna push back your dream, that you're gonna push back your goal. Everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there. You're so close. You're closer than you've ever been before. Those 15 minutes are not worth the rest of your life. Those 15 minutes are not worth you slipping down the chart. That is not worth it because you wake up at 3:30, some other kid's getting up at 3 and he's got 30 minutes on you today. So I need you not only to want to be a beast, I need you to get in beast mode and stay in beast mode. I need you to put on beast mode. I need you to live in beast mode. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationships, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
So I'm telling you, in life, you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere. You gotta take that thing out, like, you gotta take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You gotta go get it.
I want you to go in confidence that you've never had before. And every giant in your life, slay them. You go back and slay them. Don't kill them, slay them.
I'm tired of people talking about, I want to be successful. I'm tired of people saying, I want to be great. Look, everybody wants to be a beast. And you, it's time to do what real beasts do. And let me tell you something. That means getting up early and going to bed late. That means you don't go to sleep when you're tired. You go when you're done. So remember, success is never on discount. And greatness ain't never on sale.
I challenge you to have more. I challenge you to do more. I challenge you to be more.
You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. Beast mode.
You know how many times people say things like, close your eyes.
Visualize with me. It's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. What does your house look like? What does your car look like? Imagine having a house with a swimming pool and it's a four-story. You got an elevator. You got this view. You got, okay, that's great. But how about we do it in a different way? Close your eyes, go 20 years from now, and you don't do nothing. You stay the same as you are today. How many divorces you got? What happened to your family? How about the people that said you're going to quit and they say, I told you. So every single time you have to appease to their opinion becoming factual because you gave up on your dreams. Say, that's the real exercise. And if you're okay with that, keep living life the way you're living.
The reason most people fail is because they give up what they want most for what they want now.
You don't have to work hard. You don't have to eat right. You don't have to sleep right. You don't have to do more than what's required of you. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win. You don't have to be a success in life. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to discipline for some greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
You got to get tired of losing.
At some point, you got to be fucking tired of not being number one. And you got to fucking play angry. And I play angry. You got to work every fucking day. It doesn't end.
Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre.
I can't relate to lazy people. We don't speak the same language. I don't understand you and I don't want to understand you.
It's the fourth quarter. Once this year's over, you can't go back and add nothing to it.
What kind of competitor sees the finish line slows down?
Hear what I'm trying to tell you? Close, 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 close. Why? Because the world treats you different when you close. The world treats you different when you can finish where much is given, much is required, but you're going to get the rewards. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in a dictionary.
You look for excuses. Look for solutions. That's what winners do. Losers are always looking for the excuse. Where the winner looks for the solution, man. Why don't you put the energy into the dreams that can be? The reason why you're doing that, if you are, you're not working hard enough, you're not studying hard enough, you're not burning the midnight oil every night, which prevents you from staying awake in the midnight hours later in life wondering what it could have been. You erase that through all of this payment, guys. It's free. You don't need to shoot up for it, you don't need to snort it, you sweat for it. And then when you leave here, it's an abdominal will that's been nurtured. You don't think about second place. You think about first, and then the legacy. And building the gap between you and every other f***ing person.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working. You're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
The top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. So keep climbing.
Everybody's living off the hope factor. They hope the water's never cold. They hope the weather's f***ing good. I don't live off that hope sh-. I wish the water's cold. I wish the f***ing rain. When the end is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the f*** you are.
You meet somebody wealthy, their family at one point was not wealthy. And then the one shows up. The one. One person changes the family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. I fought for it. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at. That he gave it everything. That he went for it. But here's the truth. Most people's dreams can be bought. With enough failure, with enough rejection, they will sell their dreams. They can't still fight. They can get a little bit, but when it gets a little too hot, they go, boom, sold, buy the dream. You can have it. It's not worth it to me. And their will to win is buyable. You can buy it. But if you decide my will cannot be bought, I don't care how long it takes, you can't buy this dude out. I'll keep fighting for my family. I'm the one. I'm going to change my family tree forever. That's the decision. Decide now. You're going to keep negotiating the price or can you not be bought?
Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1-yard line. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. There's greatness in you, and you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will, and I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve this. Working on yourself, talking to yourself, that's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up! I'm in control here. You've got to have an uplifted expression. Watch your body posture. All of these things affect you psychically. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over, that yesterday was the last day that you were a loser, like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm gonna walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're going to play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing.
I would love to tell you that on the road to success, everything is going to work out. It's not. It's going to be a dog fight. On the road to success, I lost 5 aunts to cancer. It's a dog fight. My wife, 3 years ago, 7 lesions found on her brain. It's a dog fight. It hadn't been easy. It's a dog fight. It hadn't been, the road hadn't been success. Like, it's just a paved road. And like, each he go this way. It's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no 1,000,000 times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm 1 yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop. This is life. You can't defeat me. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough strength to stop this.
Your pain ain't permanent. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for a day. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside. Listen to me. You can talk like a victim, you can act like a victim, or you can be a victor and you can say, despite the odds, I will defy the odds. You're gonna work through this. You're gonna get up, you're gonna get dressed, you're gonna get out, and you're gonna do what you've been called to do. You're gonna be what you called to be, and you're gonna prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're gonna prove all of them wrong. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
You're going to quit or you're going to make it to your goal? You're going to quit or you're going to make it to your silver? You're going to quit or you're going to stand there and do what you got to do to make your dreams become a reality?
You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through.
If you can believe it, you can receive it. If you can conceive it, you can attain it. The most powerful tool that you have right now in your life, in your body, is your mind. That's why the enemy fights you in your mind. He fights you in your mind. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The devil doesn't have to tie you up for you to be bound. He just has to tie up your head with stress, with worry, with aggravation, with low self-esteem, with pettiness, with anger, with hostility, with rebellion. And he can make you physically sick because your mind is sick. You just have to get your mind out of trouble. Lay your hands on your head and say, give me a new mind. Give me a new mind means give me a new perspective. Give me a new perspective. Give me a new way of looking at my situation. Give me a new way of looking at my circumstances. Get my mind ready for this year, because when I get this year, there's going to be blessings. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be opportunities. Oh, yes, it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some challenges. It's going to be some tests. But even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. If you can get your mind out, you can get your money out. You can get your family out. You can get your job out. You can get your career out. You can get your health out. You can get your prosperity out. If you can get your mind out, no devil in hell, no weapon formed against you, no enemy that hates you can stop you from being free. Grab yourself by the head and say, we're coming out of this.
How do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times, Les? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. You got to keep moving and keep plugging away. You got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall? You're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. You got to write even if no one published your book. Write because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required.
Go into action with your dream. And don't avoid where the fights are. Get in the midst of the fight. Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight, so you can hold your position. Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. Stand up for what you believe in, because you can fall for anything. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. Selling yourself on you and on your potentials. And you've got to know that you are worth all of your effort, and that the key to your motivation as you get a larger vision of yourself is to know that you have something to give, is to know that you have a reason for being in the universe at this point in time. Take that leap of faith.
Success, guys, is a very, very lonely road, man. Very few people are willing to endure pain, the sacrifice, the due diligence to be successful. It's an uphill battle. And along that road, you're not going to see too many friends. You're going to see your shadow most often.
When everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more, it's a lonely feeling. They look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else? Why don't you give up?
There will be times when you will feel alone and you will feel deserted, when you'll feel weak and you doubt yourself and other people will doubt you, and you ask yourself, am I crazy? People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It's hard.
to pick yourself up when you experience setbacks and people don't see the vision. And no one else believes in you.
That's going to happen.
But we all have a choice. The choice is you can let the outside noise affect you or drive you. What's it going to be?
Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
There's been so many times in our lives where people tell you you can't do something. Where would you be if every single time someone told you you can't do something, you listened to them?
Oh, you're being unrealistic. You're dreaming. Yes, I am dreaming. Tell a lot of people to stop dreaming. Don't you stop dreaming.
It takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again until you make it happen, because you know that it's possible.
Your self-belief must outweigh others' disbelief. Your belief must be so strong that you block out the noise of everyone around you. And all you hear is your internal dialogue telling you, I can do this, I will do this, I must do this. And no matter what it takes, with every fiber of my being, I am going to win.
You've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it. You can be it. You can do it.
Judge not according to appearances. Don't judge your circumstances and the possibilities for your future based upon what you have now and because of what's going on now. No. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, then when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge.
People are going to laugh at you. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said, the best revenge is massive success.
You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, take that leap of faith. Trust yourself and believe and know within yourself and don't doubt in everything in you that everything is going to be all right.
I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming, keep looking at your dream, keep focusing on your dream, keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
There is not a day that I get out of bed. There is not a fucking day that I wake up that I don't feel like going back to sleep or that I don't have anxiety about what my day is going to bring. And I'm nervous and I'm scared and I'm like, all right, what do I got to handle today? And you know what I do? I wake up and I go handle it.
Ideas are dime a dozen. People say, oh, I got a great idea. Everybody's got a great idea. The real question is, can you execute? Can you get yourself to follow through? That's the only way that you're going to expand.
Making a freaking plan is the easy part. And you have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team. Whatever you're a part of, it's bigger than you, man.
Regardless of how you feel, you got to execute on your mission. You don't give yourself the option to take it easy. You don't make excuses. You don't blame anything, any person, because this is your life. You're the one who's responsible.
Do you think Michael Jordan was interested in just being a basketball player? Do you think Kobe Bryant was just interested in winning championships? Do you think Tom Brady is just interested in being an NFL quarterback? Your mindset has to change right now. Interested is a fucking hobby. That's what interested is. That means you can't make a decision. If you want to win, you want what's next, you can't be interested. You have to be obsessed.
Winners don't cut corners. Winners don't avoid problems. Winners don't make excuses. Winners do whatever the fuck they've got to do to be a winner.
Don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. Start today. Start now. Start being who you're supposed to be and doing what you're supposed to do now.
Time is running out on you. There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got to do it fast. You have to quit being so casual. You got to work like your life depends on it, because it does.
things just don't go your way.
That's not the way the world works.
You gotta make them go your way.
Think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way.
You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen.
Guess what? That's the way life is.
You don't have enough time. You gotta make time. It's not just gonna happen. You gotta make it happen. Go make things happen.
Excellence is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny.
When you said, I'm all in, were you really all in? Let me tell you what the cost of being all in is. Early mornings, late nights, being misunderstood, having very few friends, being your own cheerleader. Are you those things? People always talk about, oh, you know, you got to work smarter and not harder. No, you got to work smarter and you got to work harder.
You want to win? Make movement. Move forward. Go fucking execute. Go fucking work. Because it's not in the dreaming. It's in the doing.
If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
If you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
And so here's what I say to you. There are going to be times that you're going to be wondering, why should I keep showing up and working my business? Why should I keep at it? Why should I keep showing up to the conventions? Why should I keep picking up the phones and making the phone calls? Why should I keep fighting for my goals and fighting for my dreams? And what I want to remind you is that you got to show up for your life regardless of the circumstances. You got to show up in spite of the naysayers. You got to show up in spite of the conversation going on in your mind. You got to show up for your life. Because if you don't, nobody else will.
Fight your way through this battle. Your greatness comes from within. And once you realize that, nothing will stop you. Nothing will keep you from being great. It's already there. You just have to feel it and know that you were placed here for a reason.
Fight your way through it. Fight your way through this battle. Fight your way through that academic struggle. Fight your way through divorce. Fight your way through boxing. Fight your way through football. If it was easy, everybody would do it. You've gotten this far. If you were going to quit, you should have quit a long time ago. You got too far. You've come too far to quit now. You need to get a reward for it.
I know you may be hurting, but just know, after this battle, you will come out on the better side. You have to see it. You have to feel it. You have to know that this life was made for many battles, and you were made just for a time like this.
When the defining moment comes, either you define the moment or the moment defines you. Either you define the moment, you decided that you're gonna not concern yourself with the naysayers, that you're not gonna concern yourself with what has happened or what hasn't happened, but you're gonna make the commitment to do what you've gotta do so that you can have a lifestyle that you've never experienced before. Or the moment defines you and you decide to play it safe. And 20 years from now, you say to yourself, what if I would have taken a chance on myself? What if I would have stayed in the game? What if I would have kept making the phone calls? What if, and what if? But let me tell you something. Something amazing begins to happen when you make the decision to move forward on your goals and your dreams.
If you are an underdog, you gotta believe against all odds. You gotta learn to close your ears to everybody. You gotta learn to close your ears to everything. You gotta learn to block out the distractions, and you gotta learn to get focused, all right? Be very intentional, very deliberate, very strategic. You're very deliberate about what time you wake up. You're very deliberate about what time you go to bed. You're very deliberate about what you eat, what you don't eat. You're very deliberate about the people you bring in your life. You are very, very focused, intentional, and deliberate. Winners win, and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
See, we got to look our trauma in the face. We got to embrace the pain and the darkness and allow it to mold us. The dark times are when we build higher, dream harder, push further, love deeper.
It's forming your future. It's pushing you forward.
When you go through a storm, it strengthens you. When you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough times, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. See, I'm going through a character building experience.
That setback is going to become a comeback.
Go through the darkness, come out on the other side, something new, and allow that person to change the world.